Hey, I'm Jackie.
And I'm Steve.
I'm Liam.
And we're the Balconies. And you're listening to CFRC at 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to invite y'all in to join me and my furry companions, Simbush and Gunny, every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 as we bring you 3 hours of only the best in country and bluegrass music, also including special interviews. This is where the legends of country music and bluegrass live.
I watched it all on my radio.
We're Tiny Horse, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School, Grade 4 class, and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
Hi, this is Jared.
And this is Dana from the Tulips.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
People up after that last little station ID. Wake up, the Tulips.
Wake up.
Yeah. Wake up, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is CFRC, the place to be.
Right on. It is a place to be.
Isn't it just? Where are we broadcasting from, Simone?
Live from Carruthers Hall, deep in the basement in the cave.
That's right.
Yeah.
In the heart of the limestone city, Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah, we're the heartbeat.
That's it.
Yeah.
House of Learned Doctors here on campus, Queen's University.
Right on.
Things are still bumping on campus. Like, there's still programs going on. There's still classes. Like, there's still people.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
The vibe changes. The pace changes.
Yeah.
It's a little
slower, a little easy, like a Sunday morning type vibe.
Yeah. Totally. So this time of year, I like meeting a lot of the students that are sticking around for the summer, especially the ones that haven't been here doing a summer in Kingston. And they're like, this is pretty nice.
Yeah. Always got stuff going on.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We do have stuff going on, which is what we're going to talk about this segment. We've got our events roundup. I should mention that we just heard from the Softies with their brand new song, Turn It Up. And also in that last set, Paul McCartney doing Band on the Run. That was live on SNL. They had their season finale hosted by Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Mediocre. He wasn't as funny.
No, you didn't find him funny?
I didn't think it was.
Wasn't as funny as you'd like?
I have high expectations for that man, given his, you know,
his repertoire.
Exactamundo.
Yeah.
But Paul McCartney was good, at least. And we had Bangaranga from Dara. That was the winning performance of the Eurovision Song Contest. Mm. And then one last shout out to a traffic incident that's going on the 401. If you're just tuning in and you're on your commute, be aware, this was just called into us by a loyal listener, that there is a closure on Highway 401 at Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard. Westbound lanes are closed as of 8:47 a.m. No updates yet, but apparently there was an accident, and so things are at a bit of a standstill. So just heads up, if you're coming in that way, maybe change your plans.
Yeah, be careful out there.
Speaking of plans... Good segue there. It's Wednesday.
Very nice. Nice transition there.
Yeah, thank you. If I don't say so myself, we got to start thinking about the weekend. What's going on? You know, we've but one life to live, and we need to not squander these Saturdays and Sundays. I know it's going to be drizzly on the weekend, but like, who cares? get out there and do some stuff.
Yeah.
You got some stuff for us to do, Simone the Moon?
Yeah. Let's see. May 23rd at 8 p.m., there's going to be a Tragically Hip celebration with 50 Mission, which is a an authentic-sounding Tragically Hip tribute band.
Cool.
Yeah.
And where's that going to be?
That's going to be at the Spire.
Nice.
82 Sydenham Street.
Fantastic.
At 8 p.m. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
fantastic acoustics there. Yeah, that'd be real good. I've got another concert going on Sunday, May 24th at the Broom Factory. Cat Clyde is coming to town, playing at 7:30 p.m. That's put on by Flying V Productions. A mere $32 to get in. Excellent artist. It's part of her U.S.-Canada tour. I think we've played Cat Clyde a few times on this program. So it'll be very good to get out there on a Sunday and see her live.
Yeah. And as always, the Broom Factory is a great venue.
Totally, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're going to mosh. I wonder if there's going to be a pit.
You should.
I'll start a mosh pit at Cat Clyde. She looks like the moshing type.
I think so. She looks like she'd like to have fun.
You never know until you know. Yeah.
There you go.
How about it? You got any other, what do you got?
Well, there's there's going to be kind of a Cirque du Soleil type of event happening at the Cataraqui Center of places. It's called Cirque Mondel.
So what do you think they're going to be doing? Like,
I think, you know, it's like a circus.
It's like hanging from the rafters.
Maybe
on like
a lot
hoops.
Of contortionists, you know, doing certain fun things.
And then, of course, Cirque du Soleil always has that like Quebecois brand of like goofiness. You know what I mean? There's always some like weird ringmaster in a giant balloon suit speaking weird things.
Yeah, check it out.
Very cultured. I guess I'll have to go check that out.
Yeah.
We've got the Shoop Shoop Show coming up. The Cher Collection. Experience the magic of one of the greatest divas of all time. That's a Cher tribute show that's going to be at the Grand Theater Friday night, May 22nd at 7 p.m. $69 gets you in the door for the Shoop Shoop Show. So if you're a fan of Cher, get Shoop Shoop on at the Grand Theater.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what like my favorite Cher movie was. Because I haven't seen Moonstruck yet. I hear that's really good. And I haven't seen Mermaids since I was like Christina Ricci's age in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
What else has Cher done? Burlesque.
Maybe.
Garbage. Hated that movie. I don't know. Maybe, well, and then of course the Sun.
How old is Cher now?
70 something. She played in SNL this past year for Bo and Yang's final performance.
And I think she was just at the Met Ball too, I think.
Yeah, and she killed it at SNL. Like she's no,
right, she's
a pro.
On top of it,
absolutely. So hopefully the tribute band can, you know,
rise to the occasion there.
We'll see. I've also got a few more shows going on. Live French Chansons is going on at the Martello Alley Friday again, 7:30 to 9:30, but the doors open at 6 p.m. Two sets of French chanson and cabaret music in the scenic Martello Alley.
Nice.
We've also got an emo drag show going on this weekend at Something in the Water Brewery. No minors allowed at this one, although it's a brewery, so what do you expect?
Right.
This is Friday night, May 22nd, 8 p.m. Doors open at 7:30. Join us as we get emo, sad, angry, and thrash to various emo bangers. Pretty good description. Absolutely. Featuring the talents of Bewitched, Flora Fanning, Street Meat, and Amy Gadala. I'll have to go to that to find out how to pronounce that name correctly. Mm-hmm. Something in the Water, Friday night.
Always something.
Always something in the water. Get your weekend started right. I got one more. Do you got one more?
You go.
Okay.
You carry us through there.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have the glorious return of Thunderglove coming to the Toucan Friday night, 10:30 until 2 a.m.
Party all night.
Party time with Thunderglove and the Great Octopus. And that is a free show at the Toucan. That's going to be good. They're the Barbarian Band.
Barbarian?
The Barbarians. They look like they came right out of a Conan movie.
Yeah.
They look like they rock. I'm pretty excited for that. It's
going to
be pretty good.
Okay, you going to go?
I think I'm going to go.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all I got for events today,
that's
though.
That's all I got.
But check out kingstonlive.ca or the CFRC events page because there's always stuff going on in the Limestone City. And again, just because it's going to be a little rainy out.
Don't let that stop you.
Come on,
it's
man.
It's just water.
Thank you. It's just water. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we're going to get back to the tunes in this next set. Brand new stuff from a band called Girl Trouble. This one's called Naming Names. He's got girl trouble, and he's going to be naming names. Get your notepads out. It's going to get fried. It's going to get freaky.
It's got the receipts.
Yeah, that's right. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
This is CFRC.
101.9 FM, people.
Nothing can stop me now. Except microscopic germs. But we won't let that happen, will we, Smithers?
No, sir.
Cut my bangs! Yeah, it's time for a change!
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
You conquered me right from the start. You lied to me, woman, and then you broke my heart. Can you?
I'll turn this damn bus around. That'll end your precious little field trip pretty damn quick, huh?
Some pretty rocking tunes. That was excellent.
Was it?
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up. If you're just tuning in, and this is CFRC, the place to be, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Check us out everywhere.
We're everywhere.
We're in your hearts and your minds.
Mm-hmm.
Rest assured that if you look up at that moon, we're looking up at the same one. We just heard brand new stuff from Rat Salad. It's a good band name.
Yeah.
I think it's a salad made of rats or a salad made by
rats. Yeah. I don't know.
It's a good... If it was the Muppet Rats, I would eat it. If it was Rizzo and his crew,
yeah,
I would go for it. Doesn't matter. That was called Bike Beach Pub. Nothing like that to get you feeling summer-like.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. Also in that last set, we had O.V. Wright with his classic Oh, Baby Mine. We had new stuff from Misha and the Spanx with Cut My Bangs. Never cut those bangs.
No.
You don't know how good you've got until it's gone.
Yeah.
We also had Girl Trouble, new track out of them with Naming Names. Speaking of names, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
We're here rocking out every Wednesday. CFRC, man, what a good station.
I'm
not just saying that because everyone's here listening. I really mean it. Summertime's always good around CFRC. They're doing a lot of like light renos. They're overhauling one of the little studios.
Yeah. I'm excited for the end result. I think it's going to be great.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
They told me that they're going to put on one of the walls an airbrushed mural of Vin Diesel. They did tell me that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good God. No, things are always happening at CFRC. If you want to get involved, check out the website. Go to CFRC.ca. If you think you can do this job better than Simone and I dare you. Because you probably could. But summer is always a good time to get involved because obviously we're a Queen's University campus station. But community members can also get involved and the students are all gone. So it's a good time to get in. If you've got an idea for a show or a podcast, to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This time in morning, though, we like to talk about nerd stuff and nerd news and think about thinking about making stuff. Those are the words coming out of my mouth.
Yes.
We just had the Kingston Canadian Film Festival this past spring, and it featured the Slate Family Music Video Showcase, where local production companies get paired up with local bands. They make a music video, and then we all get to pile into the Grand Theater and vote on them. Mm-hmm. I went this past year. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Saw a lot of great music videos, a lot of cool Kingstonians. And if you're interested in getting involved, the time is now. Applications are now open for the next round of it. It's coming up quick. So if you want to check it out, go to the visitkingston.music Instagram is where I'm reading this. But there is a Slate music video program info session and mixer coming up. That's going to be at the Broom Factory Friday, May 29th. Excuse me, not the Broom Factory. Musiki.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Friday, May 29th at Musiki, 5 to 7 p.m. It's free to attend. Take a closer look at the Slate music video program and the opportunities it opens up for musicians and filmmakers. This session breaks down how the program works, what makes a standout submission, and how to approach your next video with intention. The meet and greet will feature jurors and industry delegates sharing insight, references, and real-world perspectives from behind the scenes. So if you're interested, you know, find out a little bit more about how to get involved with the Slate music video program. I'll see you at Musiki. On Friday 29th. You might have to reserve a spot because I think the music, well, it's not that small, I guess. You can fit everybody in.
It's
the upstairs.
It's snug. Yeah.
Yeah. Real intimate with your fellow film nerds. Mm-hmm. And that's what this segment we like to talk about is film nerd stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Simone insists every week. She's just got this insatiable need for Mortal Kombat news.
I know, right?
Nothing can quell it. Nothing can fill it. I don't have any Mortal Kombat news this week. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I still haven't seen Mortal Kombat 2. I know. I've got to get out and check that out. We do have some Wolverine news, though. That's right. Schnicky. Wolverine, the video game, is getting a new teaser on... No, it's... Yeah, June 2nd. I thought it was said it was getting released on June 2nd, but it's getting a teaser trailer at the Sony State of Play, which is a annual sort of Sony game showcase about what their next big titles coming out are. What's going to carry us into the future until Grand Theft Auto comes out.
Okay.
So this first-person Wolverine game where you play as Logan, Weapon X, Wolverine, mm-hmm. This is made by the same studio that made the amazing Spider-Man games that have been coming out. I haven't forced you to watch me play those Spider-Man games yet.
Not yet.
They're great. They're a lot of fun. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited.
Is it kind of like, stressful as the other ones were?
It can be, or you can just chill out and just like swing through an open Manhattan at your own willy-nilly pace.
Oh, okay.
And just like swing around and check out the landmarks and Stark Tower and the Statue of Liberty and all that.
Okay.
So I have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, you have a choice.
Yeah. You can choose how crazy you want to get.
Mm.
So we'll see if this Wolverine game is going to be, as good. Yeah, so June 2nd, we get our first trailer of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Video games, they take too long. Just give me the game.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto's done. Just give it to me. I know it's done. Come on. Anywho, on to Star Wars news, because we can't have a week without talking about Star Wars. The Mandalorian movie is coming out, I believe, this weekend, and it is headed for a $160 million opening, is what they're projecting.
That's the hope.
Domestic pre-sales for the film are reportedly already at $25 million, in line with what Project Hail Mary and the last Avatar movie did. But we'll see how it goes. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. When I look at it, I think it's a streaming film.
It doesn't look like a real movie.
Yeah, it doesn't feel epic. It doesn't feel large.
Right?
It feels a little bit small for the small screen.
And that's what Star Wars is supposed to be, like big, large, mm-hmm. bombastic escapism.
Maybe because there's just so many.
Too much.
Yeah.
I think what happened was they pivoted away from releasing them as movies every few years, and they mm-hmm. just flooded Disney Plus with show on show on show.
Yeah.
Some varying degrees of quality.
Yeah, because it's not scarce enough.
We need
the scarcity.
Even so, this was the first Star Wars movie to be released in years, and still, I don't seem to care. I don't know.
Well.
They jumped the shark.
Well, maybe they might surprise you with this.
Could be. Maybe. I'm always willing to be surprised, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
All I know is that I keep seeing baby Grogu in my Burger King commercials, and I don't know.
I don't think I care. Cheapened. Grogu's been cheapened for you.
It's been cheapened. That's right. We've had enough. So, yeah, Star Wars will come and go, and people will see it, and I'll watch it eventually on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yeah. One movie that's in the pipeline that I am excited about, Conan the Barbarian. Ooh. Coming back. We've talked about it before that Arnold Schwarzenegger is he's training. I know he's always been in shape.
Yeah, but now he's really training.
He's Mike Tyson before Logan Paul training he's doing.
Wow.
The King Conan movie, which sees an elderly Conan the Barbarian called back into action to defend his mythical kingdom of what's it.
That's interesting to me.
I like it.
Yeah.
They're going to be filming it in 2027. They just confirmed. The last movie was in 1984, I think.
Wow. That's like 40 years.
It's older than I am.
Wow.
And so it's going to be interesting. But I'm excited. I'm very excited. I love those Conan the Barbarian movies.
And we haven't seen Schwarzenegger in a while, right?
That's true. It's been a bit. He had a Netflix show that he was shooting in Toronto.
He? Yeah.
But where he's a CIA agent with his daughter.
Okay.
That kind of came and went. I mean, it was pretty good, but
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how this, Christopher McQuarrie is behind this King Conan movie.
Do you know him?
Not personally. I would love to. He directed the last four.
Do you know of him?
I know of him. Oh, I do. The last four Mission Impossible movies were his. And he also directed Jack Reacher. He did, he's done a bunch. He's an action guy.
Okay.
He's in good hands.
Mm.
Good, big, meaty Schwarzenegger hands. Yeah. King Conan coming down the pipeline. A few more little bits and bobs before we get back to the tunes. The Rick and Morty movie gets a director that just got reported today. I didn't even know there was a Rick and Morty movie in the pipeline. Mm. That's another one that kind of jumped the shark.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of over it.
You're over it? You're done?
I don't know. I'll still watch it, but it's not...
But not excitedly?
I'm not excited about it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a whole scandal with Justin Roiland. He left the show. They recast, which was fine. The recast was fine, and it was good to get that dung heap out into the dumpster. But for some reason, it just hasn't hit the same, same heights as before.
Okay.
I'm more of a smiling Friends guy right now myself.
Okay.
Vin Diesel was at the Cannes Film Festival screening the 25th anniversary of the original Fast and the Furious. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
I don't need to mention it again. I need to mention it.
I know you need to.
I heard that CFRC is going to put a mural up of him. On to other stuff. The auditions for the new James Bond movie have begun, reportedly.
Mm.
What do I need to do to get in on that?
You want to be? What would you be in it?
I would be James Bond. What would I be?
Of course.
You're looking at me. You're thinking I would be one of the villains because I'm bald and I'm weird looking. I'd be a good Bond villain. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You'd be a good Bond villain.
Think so?
Yeah. I got some Grace Jones vibes. You can strangle guys with your legs.
Grace Jones vibes.
Yeah. That'd be kind of fun. I don't know. All I know, they're just saying that some guy named Tom Francis just auditioned for James Bond, but there's going to be more auditions going on.
Yeah. I think you do see me as a villain.
I do.
Yeah.
All the time.
Remember that dream you had? I had a gun?
No.
No?
Oh, you're standing on the roof and you're trying to figure out which cow is the real cow to kill?
And I had a gun and everything, so. Yeah.
It was less of a dream. It was more of a fantasy. You're on a rooftop in Detroit in the 70s with an afro.
An afro?
You had an afro. You heard it first, people. Simone the Moan is going to be the next Bond villain.
Oh, my goodness.
Her and Christopher Walken. It's going to be great.
Oh, we do some dancing, too?
That'd be fun.
And then, dance on your grave.
Yes, exactly. And then last headline, disgraced Hollywood actor James Franco is coming out of the woodwork again. He is apparently going to be cast in the new John Rambo film. I didn't know there was going to be another Rambo movie.
Oh, really?
I know we need the Conan the Barbarian movie, but do we need another Rambo movie?
Is Stallone going to be in it, too?
I don't know. That's a good question. Do you think James Franco is going to bulk up and play Rambo?
I don't really see it, but I don't know.
I don't know. David Harbour is going to be in it. But the director of Sisu is directing it. That piques my interest. Sisu was a series. There's two of them. They're World War II movies from Finland about a one-man army taking out bad guys. And they're over the top.
One-man army.
He's just trying to mine for gold and mine his own business. And then these idiot Nazis come in to take his gold. And they don't realize how dangerous he is.
Mm.
And he spends the movie dispatching with them.
Mm.
So that piqued my interest, seeing that that director, he also directed this awesome Christmas horror movie that I'm going to make you watch one day called Rare Exports.
Okay.
So I like this director. I like the director.
You like it.
I like the director. Like okay. So I'm on the fence.
All right.
We'll see what's going on. Celebrity birthdays before we get to back to the tunes. Timothy Oliphant turns 58. Mike Flanagan turns 48. Jack Gleason, King Joffrey himself, turns 34. He's no longer a little whelp. And Cher, who we were talking about earlier today, turns 80.
She's 80.
Still rocking it.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mo.
That's about all the nerd stuff for us. We're going to get back to the tunes, and then we'll see you guys after the next music set. What do we got coming up next? Brand new stuff from Crown Lands. You like some metal?
Why not?
Let's airbrush a warrior woman on the side of your van. It'll be sweet.
Oh, my van?
Yeah, your van with the shocks and the quad sound and the bubble windows and that smell that smells like your art teacher. This is what's called The Fall. Brand new stuff from Crown Lands on CFRC. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Shall we?
Let's go.
I love you. Hello, my name is Julie DeBaron. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Bye. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good today. I'm feeling like I wanna stay.
My goodness, sorry to scare everybody. There we go. Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Wednesday, the hump day edition. We're going to get you through your Wednesday, get you to the weekend.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Summer's here.
It is here.
It's pretty crazy.
It's arrived, finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
I know the song you're talking about. I'm not going to sing it. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And yeah, this is Indie Wake Up Wednesday. We just heard brand new stuff out of Low Cut Connie. With Can't Be Wrong. They're right. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with Low Cut Connie. Yeah. We had classic from the Breakfast Soul Club with, Chris Campbell, rather, with You Gotta Pay Dues. Also had new stuff from Weird Bloom with Wrong Time, Wrong Place. And we opened up the set with some hard metal from Crown Lands and The Fall. Every time I think about Conan the Barbarian movie and Crown Lands, go together.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Thunderglove is going to be playing at the Toucan on Friday night. It's a barbarian kind of weekend.
It is.
Pretty excited. What's your favorite, like, barbarian thing? You're into barbarians?
Maybe.
No, you ever see that one from the 90s with, they were called the Barbarian Twins, these two, like, bodybuilders from, like, they were from, like, Staten Island or New Jersey.
No, is that a wrestling thing?
No, they weren't wrestlers. They were just bodybuilders, but they tried to get a career, like a movie career going in the 80s.
Oh.
They did some pretty hackneyed comedies, but the best one was called Barbarians. And they just play a couple of, like, estranged twin barbarians.
And barbarians, they have swords, right?
Yeah, swords and little fur loincloths.
Yeah.
Like sassy sidekicks, you know, fighting dragons and wizards and stuff.
Doesn't He-Man have,
he's got a sword and a loincloth.
Yeah.
He's a barbarian.
He's a barbarian.
We got the, I forgot the He-Man movie's coming out.
That's right.
That's right. Are you excited for the
Masters
He-Man movie?
Masters of the Universe?
I'm kind of the same.
Maybe.
I'm kind of,
Maybe.
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see.
What, speaking of meh, what did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday?
I learned that Schwarzenegger's coming back to be Conan.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
That's a big, big deal. I'm pretty excited for that. Yeah.
I
Conan, they're going to be filming it in, whatchamacallit there? 2027.
Nice.
Yeah.
I hope they come to Toronto to film it or
that
something.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be
neat? That would be awesome.
To go down there and see if we could see him walking around.
Because, like, that Netflix show that he did, it was 2 seasons, and he filmed it in Toronto. And so apparently there was, like, 2 summers where he's just riding his bike around downtown, smoking cigars and saying hey to people.
Yeah.
Like, they say they pull up to an intersection, they look beside them at the cyclist, and it's the Terminator.
Mm.
Like, what's up? Pretty sweet. What else did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday?
Cher's 80.
Cher's 80. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still going.
Yeah, she's looking good.
And we've got that that Cher tribute show going on at the Grand Theater this weekend.
Yeah.
Wanna get your Cher into ya?
Yeah.
Be pretty good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I learned nothing because I know everything already.
Oh, you do.
You know this.
Of course.
Everyone
of
knows
course,
this.
Of course.
I've peaked as a human being long ago. Now it's a slow decline into decrepit, senile radio nonsense. If you look at the radio board here, nothing's plugged into anything.
Oh.
We're just broadcasting for ourselves. That's what I learned today. So nothing new.
Okay.
I don't know. It's summertime. Kingston, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good weekend.
Get your air conditioners in. Get your fans.
And be happy. And get down to our sponsors.
At Old Farm Fine Foods.
Get yourself an ice cream float.
Yes.
Force it on your children. It'll blow their minds.
Yeah, try it out.
They'll love it, yeah. So we'll see you guys next week. Other than that, keep it locked and ready to rock all day long on CFRC. We're going to play ourselves out with new stuff from Alex Coley and Afterlove with All the Way It Feels. And then if we have time, we're going to play some Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley.
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Stomach, and I look the other way when it's time. he gonna take it to a private eye. Make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Four daily called a bellcat. To make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones. I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
The radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Ah! Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Somewhere Between Here and Brooklyn, the sound of Seth W.J. Hunt Alone in a Room, one mic, no extras. Stripped to its bones, Seth's new EP captures every moment that would normally be polished away. Blending the quiet ache and storytelling of Wilco Brighteyes and Cameron Winter, Hunt's original songs feel both intimate and personal. The record also reimagines two iconic tracks, pulling Red Hot Chili Peppers' Other Side and Pearl Jam's Black into a stark acoustic space where the weight of the lyrics hits even harder. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Seth W.J. Hunt's Somewhere Between Here and Brooklyn on your favorite platforms and enjoy the lead single from it here called Stay with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Try that again.
I'll go back to your house if you want. Can you take me back? And I'll do anything you want me to do. And I'll sit back and relax. And I will stay until tomorrow. And then I'll take the train back home. It's not the home that I wanted. It's not the home that I need. But I'll stay.